I'm visiting here with Patrick Lohman with Winehawk Labs. And Patrick, I don't know much about what you guys do, but very interesting seeing your exhibit at the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers Convention and Trade Show. So why don't we start out with just tell me a little bit about yourself and your company.
Sure. Well, our company name is Winehawk Labs. Essentially, we make a 2-pound autonomous drone that is centered around data collection. And agriculture is actually our top tier of use. So what we've found in the agriculture industry, that there's a lot of great technology being produced right now, specifically that will analyze and process data. But what we found was, you know, when we talk about this precision ag term that's very popular these days, that the data itself was less than precise. You know, especially with the norm being satellites to pull imagery from, you're looking at a couple meters per pixel. So, you know, it can definitely be useful, but we found a lot of uses to get much better resolutions. And also, besides resolution, just the fact that you can get data on demand whenever you need it.
Mm-hmm.
So something that, again, you can't get from satellites, you can't even get from manned aviation because of cloud cover or whatever the reason may be, weather.
So tell us a little bit about these, you know, we call them drones, unmanned systems that can go up and carry different types of gear, I guess, to do or collect different kinds of information. I saw some photos, I think there may be, and it looked, I mean, just to start with, I'm a gadget guy, so it looked like some pretty cool stuff you guys are working with.
Yeah, we carry various payloads. So I think the most popular one that we have the need for, that our clients have the need for, is just visual, a visual camera. So, you know, high resolution, we can actually pick up imagery down to about 2 millimeters per pixel. So we're looking at a lot lower and a lot more high-res shots than you would get from satellite or manned aviation. We can also carry, this is what we kind of call our ag sensor, which is a multispectral camera. So essentially, I'm sure any farmer is aware of NDVI and some other spectrums that you can pull that are useful to farmers.
Talk a little bit about the, you know, that piece of equipment that's got to do the job and carry the payload, because I think that's kind of interesting, too, that you've got this device. And, you know, things, I guess, that come to my mind are, how does that perform when you have, you know, do you need some special conditions weather-wise in order to use it? Is it, you know, pretty capable of handling, you know, different types of those types of situations, for example, you know?
Sure. Good question. So UAVs, or unmanned aerial vehicles, are becoming a pretty popular thing these days. We're definitely not the first one to create a UAV, but what we are doing and how we set ourselves apart is actually a few ways. One, we're completely focused around data. So a majority of the UAVs out there right now are, you know, a lot of people think defense and army applications, things like that. So they're focused around a plane that flies really well. And specifically what they're looking for in those arenas are surveillance for the most part. So it's been a defense thing for a long time. All the armed forces are using them now. And recently it's begun to trickle down to the civil space. So, and when I say civil space, again, they've been looking at surveillance, specifically for, you know, police, and other forces like that. So again, it's been a surveillance thing. It's been about video. What we wanted to do was bring it to civil space, but instead of police and security, bring it to industries like agriculture that need high quality data, and they need it on demand essentially, and it has to be extremely easy to use. So another way we set ourselves apart in the UAV market is that most UAVs actually require an operator to do something, some part of their operation. So whether it's manually landing it, or when you're talking about data, even manually taking the pictures from the ground and trying to figure that all out. So because we focus on the data, we have put so much technology into our plane that you basically set the coordinates of an area, so it would be like a field. You throw it. It flies around a few times, gets an estimate of the weather conditions, and bases its flight path upon those weather conditions.
Gotcha.
So that's one way that we operate right. Autonomously. But we also have put the technology into our sensors so that based on the ground speed, the sensors know when to trigger and how much overlap to trigger with. So essentially, when it's up there in the air, it's doing its own thing, and it's knowing exactly when to take the pictures, and making sure that it has enough overlap that you have all the shots that you need to cover that entire field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once it does that, it will, again, based on weather conditions, autonomously land. So that's another way we kind of set ourselves apart. We've essentially made this whole process so easy that a farmer can use it. And that's, I think, a very important point in the ag industry is, you know, a farmer doesn't want to have to pay for a UAV operator to be on staff to pull this data. So essentially we put so much technology into the bird that there's very, very little human operation involved.
Well, I think it's fascinating technology, and just kind of reading through on your website, the thing that caught my eye was, I guess it's called the Precision Hawk solution, where, you know, let's say you've got a vineyard, for example, and there is such a thing as pest birds that can really damage a crop, and your drone essentially is made to look like a predator bird that can actually chase or scare these birds away. And it's a real humane way of basically taking care of a problem while that unit is still actively collecting the data that you need.
Yeah, actually, that was our very first application when we started building these things, hence Winehawk. It was to actually, one, scare those predators or the birds away that might be eating grapes. But we figured while we were up there, why not get the actual imaging of the vineyard itself?
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely evolved. We've seen the pull from the ag industry. They want better data. They want it on demand, and they want it to be easy to retrieve.
Right. Well, let's talk about that retrieval for a moment. Okay, so it's collecting all this information. What is the mechanism, and how do you then get that into, let's say, your computer or whatever device it is that you are wanting to look at or manage that data then?
Sure. Well, the bird itself is essentially a big computer. It has four Linux clusters on it. It has USB, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, pretty much anything that you're going to find on a computer, and the process is very simple. Once it comes down and lands, you can stream it through Wi-Fi straight to either your computer if you want to process the data, Or you can send it right to our server where we will process the data for you, basically mosaic all those pictures together and spit it back at you.
So is that then, how about in terms of compatibility with, you know, software systems that may be out there being used by different farmers? Because there certainly are a variety of those.
Sure. Well, we've actually been talking with a lot of larger companies that are processing this data, because, you know, the last thing we want to do is become experts at analyzing this ag data. I think there's a lot of companies out there that are well equipped to do this. So essentially, we wanted to keep our heads out of that and really just be the top of the data pipeline, essentially. Mm-hmm. We collect it, we put it together, and we let everyone else analyze it. To talk about formatting, we have been working with these companies on making sure that our data is going to be readily formatted for any use. Mm-hmm. Specifically, we're also working with a few large GIS firms, because they want the same thing. They want to make sure that if people are out there using these, that our data is going to be easily converted into their systems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the only other thing kind of coming to my mind right now is, let's say I'm a farmer that's got a couple thousand acres of row crop land, corn, mm-hmm. soybeans, or some mixture of that, let's say. You know, do I need a drone? Do I need multiple ones in order to do the kinds of things I'm going to want and need to do over the course of a year, assuming I'm going to want to collect this kind of information seasonally?
Yeah, it really depends on, it honestly depends on how much acreage you have. To give you a good idea of what we can fly on our a majority of our sensors, we typically fly for about 45 minutes off of a battery charge, and that covers in our sweet spot of flying, which is around 300 to 400 feet, that covers about 300 acres. So if that battery is going to die, we actually have the intelligence in the bird so that it will automatically come back to its landing spot, even if the survey wasn't complete, so that you're, you know, basically so it wasn't crashing in a field somewhere. Swap out the battery, and in 5 minutes you have it back up, finishing the survey for you.
Wow. Interesting. So if I am a farmer and I am interested, I guess I would just go to winehawklabs.com, see how to contact you, and get in touch then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to chat some more. We're always looking for kind of what's new, and, you know, especially with what you're doing, I think that's kind of why we didn't get together last week. You were busy because people wanted to talk to you. So,
right.
You know, it's obviously getting a lot of attention. Well, we will help hopefully create some more attention for that. I want to thank Patrick Lohman very much. Been visiting about Winehawk Labs and their unmanned systems that have a real application for precision agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.